Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. Without further ado, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Slack is Talk podcast. Today, I know y'all was expecting part two of the Versus Battles. But, you know, sometime the dates and the schedule, you know, call for something else, man. You know, sometimes, like, we got to take time out to pay homage to somebody. And that's what I'm going to do here on the Slack is Talk podcast. Now, we're still going to do part two of the Versus Battle. You know what I mean? It's probably even going to be a part three. Because I think I got like roughly maybe like 15, 16 episodes or battles to go through. So, it's probably going to be two more parts to that, you know, for us to get caught up. But today on the Slack is Talk podcast, I want to talk about my man, none other than Tupac Shakur. You know, for those of y'all that know, you know, Pac is my man. You know, we're going to always have episodes about Tupac. You know what I'm saying? We're going to always do that, man. It's going to always be something new, something different, a different twist, you know, something special that went on in Pac's life, you know, his legacy and everything. But yesterday was the death anniversary of my man Pac. And crazy, but true, it's been 25 years since his passing, man. 25 years, you know, and I remember that like it was yesterday. It's crazy to think that that was 25 years ago. And here, ahead on the Slack is Talk podcast, I'm going to let you know, and you'll see why I had to do this on this 25th anniversary. You'll see. You know what I mean? I'm going to break it all down to you. But first, let's start from the beginning. For those of y'all that's not old enough to know who Tupac was, or, you know, maybe you just heard his name but don't know nothing about him. You know, Pac, to me, of course, is the greatest rapper of all time. You know, he's responsible for finding Biggie Smalls, you know, putting Biggie Smalls on. A lot of people think Biggie is better than Pac, you know, but that's for another show. You know, we go get into that another time. Pac started in 1991. You know, long story short, his career ended on Death Row Records. You know, he made the decision to hang out in Vegas one night with Death Row Records owner Suge Knight, you know, and a couple of others. And earlier that night, you know, they had gotten into a fight, you know, with a gang member over, you know, a chain. You know, this Orlando Anderson, you know, took a member of the crew's chain, and Pac reacted. And, you know, allegedly, you know, things escalated from there. Now, to this day, you know, his death is still remains unsolved. And unfortunately, you know, so much time has passed, it's never going to be resolved. You know, this is it. You know, we're never going to get a clear-cut answer out of this. You know, and I've come to that conclusion many, many years ago. Now, to get into the actual story, you know, getting ready to attend a party in Vegas at Club 662, he was caught up in the drive-by. You know, a car pulled on the side of him and just opened fire, basically. You know, and Pac was hit a number of times. And I was young at the time. You know, I was young at the time. This is back in 96. And tell you a quick story. Before getting shot, you know, Pac had been shot before, along with a lot of other incidents that he went through. You know, he took a beating from the police before. He had several run-ins with police, and he just had a number of different situations. To me, and I know I'm not the only one, Pac was like bigger than life, man. You know, he was regarded as a strong cat, you know. He was different. You know, people felt like he was stronger. So when everybody got word that the incident happened in Vegas, of course, you know, anytime someone gets shot, that's always a cause for concern. You know what I'm saying? You're always concerned about that person. You're always worried, you know, anytime something like that happened. But Pac was a strong, he was so strong, and he was above life character and individual, that there was a feeling and a belief that, oh, you know, Pac got shot, but he's going to be okay. You know, he's going to pull through this. This is sad times and everything, but he's going to be all right. And people really believed that, you know, myself included, especially myself included. You know, when he got shot on September 7th. He passed on September 13th. So he was able to fight and last 6 days later. So, you know, me being young and people I grew up with being the same age, you know, even some other people were saying it. As the days were going on, you know, going further and further and further, you know, Pac was still with us during those 6 days. There was a understanding like, yeah, he's going to be okay. You know, if something was going to happen, it would have happened already. And, you know, that kind of thing. And the longer the days went by, the stronger we felt that he would get through this. And by a shock and by surprise, you know, it was announced on September 13th that he didn't make it. You know, Pac was, you know, pronounced dead at the hospital. And when I heard the news, I couldn't believe it. You know, I was hoping that it was some kind of, you know, sick joke or somebody was just messing with me because they knew I was a big, you know, Pac fan. But it turned out true. Now, getting into the story, right, about Pac, about the passing of Pac. Now, for those of y'all that are big fans of Tupac like I am, and y'all really followed his career, I know this is not the first time y'all hearing this. So, like, when Pac passed away, there was a lot of strange things about his death. And these strange things had a lot to do with the number 7. All of these strange things had to do a lot about the number 7. And these things made me believe that Tupac was still alive. That's right, I said it. You know, for a long time afterwards, I believed that Pac was still alive. Now, when the incident happened on September 7th. The key point being the number 7, September 7th. Okay? At the time of Pac's passing, Pac was 25 years old. 2 + 5, you guessed it, is number 7. What time was it when the hospital and the doctors pronounced him dead? It was 4:30 in the afternoon. 4 + 3 = 7. The name of his album that came out after his passing was called Machiavelli, Don Culluminati, The 7-Day Theory. The 7-Day Theory. At the time, there were rumors, and I believe that this was even confirmed by one of the outlaws, that he recorded that whole album in 7 days. I'm going to say it again, in 7 days. And that's not hard to believe, because if you know Pac, you know Pac was a hard worker, man. Hands down, no doubt about it. Regardless of how you feel about the band, nobody worked harder. All the albums that he came out with, all those movies, all that was done before the age of 25. Pac left us at the age of 25, and he already accomplished all those things. He accomplished more before 25 than people do in a lifetime. He still, to this very day, still has unreleased tracks. He still, to this day, has enough material to still put out albums. You know, with all the moving and shaking now, I don't know who's in charge of his music or what have you. I know that's probably the issue, but he can still put out, they can still put out albums, definitely, because they're in the vault for sure. Now, just an educational fact, Machiavelli, the Don, he was actually alluding to a war soldier named Machiavelli. And if you ever do your research on who Machiavelli is, he's a guy that faked his death. Machiavelli was a guy that faked his death, and I believe, I haven't looked at it in a while, but I believe he got away with it for some years, for at least 10 plus years before he was captured. And of course, all of these facts put together seem strange to me, man. And it made me believe otherwise. You know, it definitely created some doubt in my mind. Now, to further add to the story, you know, me being a fan that I am, I listen to all Pac's music, I listen to all his interviews, and I followed him, everything he did. You know, I was on it. Pac talked a lot about dying in his music. An awful lot about it. He used to say things like, "I died and came back. Why you doing that? You know, I'm not dead yet." And just all kind of stuff. You know, they was recording. There was footage of him recording with the Outlaws, and he felt like the Outlaws were moving too slow. You know, they were recording and working too slow. And the reason why he was trying to get them to speed up, he told them that, you know, he didn't have enough time left to be on this earth. You know, he got to work. He got to get his in now, because something was going to happen to him. And when you see a person talk like this before something actually like this happens, you have to admit that it creates doubt. You know what I'm saying? It seems strange. Like, how did you know? You know, what made you feel like this? What made you say these things and then they went and happened? Like, how did how did this come about? Now, I was never a person that was scared to speak my mind. So, you know, I started talking about Pac and telling people how I felt, you know, how I believed, you know, he might still be alive. And of course, you know, people laughed, you know, people thought I was crazy and stuff like that. I even had a guy tell me, you know, once I told him the facts and everything I just shared with you guys, he said, when you get older, you'll understand the music business. You know, unfortunately, you know, the man passed, and the record label, it's their job to get as much money as they can. You know, this is a publicity stunt. You know, people putting out all those numbers, and they named it, the record company named it that album. You know, this is to try to draw more attention, to get more record sales and stuff like that. You know, he probably didn't even name the album Machiavelli, the 7-Day Theory. You know, the label did that. And he said that, and I thought about it for a while. You know, like I said, I was much younger. And as I got older, I found out that sometimes the record labels, they do things to, like, garner attention and create more sales and stuff. You know, I understand that more today than I did back then. and I thought about it, and I realized that this couldn't have been the case back then with Pac, because if you listen to the album, Machiavelli, on the album, he mentions the name, you know, Machiavelli the Don, Solo, Illuminati, 7 Days. So he's making reference to the album track, to the album title, excuse me. You know, so he knew the name of the album, no doubt about it. He was the one that called it that, no doubt about it. So this wasn't no stunt or nothing like that. This was Pac's creation, without a doubt. Now, the thing that really jumped this off and really took this idea to the next level, and I mean, this thing really took it over the top. It really didn't help matters when Scarface came out with the song Smile For Me featuring Tupac. Now, I gotta tell you, man, I love Scarface, man. I love Scarface. Scarface is a legend. I love the Ghetto Boys, man. They legends, man. My mom is playing tricks on me. Love it, man. I grew up on their music, man. That's like one of the first songs from the South that I got into. You know, me being a New York cat, that's like one of the first songs. But in the video, Scarface has a Tupac lookalike in the video performing the song. And in the video, it never shows the guy clear cut. You know, whenever the guy makes an appearance in the video, he's like in the dark. And if I remember correctly, he was on some type of cross or something like that. And what was crazy about it, because Tupac was on a cross on the album cover of Machiavelli. So when that happened, oh man, you know, that idea that, you know, Pac was still alive, just, it took off. It took off. It really did. You know, this rumor had gotten so big that the Tupac lookalike had to come out and make an appearance on Oprah to tell and to show everybody that he wasn't Tupac. And it had to be explained to people that it is illegal to fake your death and all kind of other stuff. And this rumor went like worldwide, man. You know, I wasn't the only one that believed, that still had faith, you know, that still believed, man. I wasn't the only one. Now, I want y'all to think about this. And also I need y'all help on this too. Now, I know Pac wasn't the first rapper to ever pass away. But think about it. I want you to think about all the rappers that passed, you know. If there was a project that ever came out after they passed away, there was like some collaboration of songs that included people that the artist didn't particularly know, or it was, you know, it was maybe like 6-7 songs with like an assortment of features to make it seem like there was a full length album. There was some kind of, you know, compilation, or, you know, there was like a greatest hits album or something like that. What artists do you guys know that passed away and still came out with a full-length album? You know what I'm saying? Can anybody, like, help me out with that? Like, I know he's not the first one to, like, pass, but give me some names on that. You know, I'm looking forward to, like, finding out the truth about that. Like, I really want to know if Pac is the only one. And if he's not, give me a person that passed that has had that many albums come out after they passing. Like, Pac has got to be the only one, man. You know, it has got to be. And it just kind of makes you wonder, like, when did this guy ever sleep? You know? And he still has unreleased material. You know what I'm saying? So you can't tell me that it wasn't a little strange. There was people that were coming out that were close to him that came out and stated that they never saw the body, that Pac was cremated. And then there was just a bunch of stuff that just was coming out of the woodworks that was just adding fuel to the fire, you know? And growing up and getting older, I have come to realize that Pac wasn't the type of guy to fake his death. You know, that's not what his music, you know, showcased. That's not what his music, that's not the way he talked to the people. You know, he didn't teach hiding. That's not what he represented at all. You know, and getting older, I realized that that's something that he would have never did. You know, that's something that he would have never been a part of. You know, Pac, he was definitely, he was already made. You know, he was already the man, but he was getting ready to turn that corner. You know, he was, there was already plans of him producing and writing his own movies. As you can see from the, from his documentaries and, you know, his movie, that he already wanted his own record label. You know, he already had that mindset of to become an owner, to become an entrepreneur, to own your own material and your writing and stuff like that. It was too important to Pac and his music to be able to send the right messages, you know, and to encourage and to let people know what was going on in the streets and stuff like that. It was important to him. It was too important to him for him to ever do something like that. And that's something that I learned as I got older. And for me, regardless of the situation, Pac would always be alive to me. I listen to his music every day. It never grows old. You know, it's a classic. All of his material, it never grows old. Every time I hear it, it's like I hear it for the first time. I always watch his movies. Every last one of them, those were classics. It wasn't like he was some guy that was just doing these projects. These projects were classics, man. Like, you know, they were valuable. It wasn't like, you know, he was just putting out song after song. He was just writing anything and doing anything. No, these were good songs, man. You know, these were good songs. And no matter the situation, Pac's legacy would always live on, man. You know, without a doubt, man. The best rapper to ever do it, without a doubt. And I'm just going to leave it at that. For those of y'all that was expecting the Versus Battle Part 2, make sure y'all catch that Fat Joe versus Ja Rule tonight, because we go talk about it. You know what I'm saying? I got my opinion. You know what I mean? So go ahead and catch that tonight, and then we'll definitely get back into it. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and you already know what it is. We'll talk more later in the week.